FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Straight to our guest, Cassie Smedley with the RNC, National Press Secretary for the RNC. Cassie, it's great to have you on today.
Hey, Annie. Always great to be with you.
So the president is going to be having a rally or a speech or something tonight in El Paso. What do you think we're going to hear from President Trump that we maybe haven't already heard?
That's right. Well, it's his first rally of the year. They're expecting a huge Texas-sized crowd tonight. And I think what we're going to hear from him is another, I don't know if it's what we haven't already heard from him, but another doubling down of this is a priority. This is going to get done. It's no coincidence that he chose El Paso. That's an area where they have a wall and it has worked. And he's going to put that on full display tonight. We're hearing today that there is maybe not an impasse, but we're at an obstacle now with the Congressional Committee on getting him a deal that includes sufficient border funding in it. And I think this is another message to them to say, get this deal done. I want Congress to work with me on this. The American people need Congress to work with us on this because this has been going on for too long and we got to get it done.
So we hear from the Democrats that what they were requiring of this deal, whatever we were going to get on Trump's side out of it, that they were requiring a limitation on beds that ICE would be able to use. Explain to me what the Democrats were really asking for on their end of this bargain.
Right. On the one hand, you're like, that seems like a silly thing for Nancy Pelosi to shut down the government over. Surely that's not going to happen. But on the other hand, listen a little more closely. This is a siren call to the abolish ICE far left wing of the Democrat Party. If they don't have enough beds, then ICE agents are not able to detain people. They have to let them go into our country. This is abolishing ICE. This is another way for them to do it. And that's why it's going to be really important here that Republicans can hold strong on that, that this isn't just some silly thing of, okay, well, we won't give you as many beds. That is a siren call for the abolish ICE Democrats. And it's important that the American people see it for what it is and that we call them out for what it is, because that's going to be key, not just in this negotiation, but going into 2020 as well, that every single time the abolish ICE movement allows to get into the mainstream conversation, we call it out for what it is and we don't let them get away with this.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's an obvious call to the people who are on the very, very other side of this issue. To feel like you're giving them a nice pat on the back. But it's unrealistic to think that that's ever going to be something that the president would sign on. You know, I'm curious, when the president goes to El Paso, I don't know if the proximity to the actual issue that he's trying to defend against makes a difference, but is there ground for the president and for Republicans to gain on the border security issue? Do they have all of the ground that they can get under their belts already? Is this type of a rally going to make a difference in the American people and their support for one side or the other?
Right. We do have ground to gain. And here's how I know this has the opportunity to make not just a difference, but all the difference. We did a poll a couple weeks ago now, but we did it in 10 districts that President Trump won in 2016, that a Democrat won in the congressional election last November. And so these districts have effectively flipped. And in that poll, when they're first presented with information of how they felt about shutting down the government over the border, they said that they didn't like it. But then when they were presented with all of the facts that the mainstream media so often neglects to show or tell, and when they were presented with all of the efforts that President Trump has made, reasonable efforts to say, okay, you don't want the wall to be out of concrete, let's make it out of steel. He's made all of these moves as part of a negotiation. And they said, well, that seemed perfectly reasonable. I wasn't aware that he was doing all of that. Because of course you're not. For the most of us don't follow every breaking news alert like you and I do.
Sure.
Most people are raising their families, going to work, living their lives. And so that's why opportunities like the State of the Union last week, I think that's why he did so well, and 76% of those who watched in that CBS poll said they liked what they heard. And opportunities again like tonight, when people can hear directly from the president in an unfiltered capacity, they tend to come out on the side of the president, which of course is on the side of facts and on the side of securing our border. So there is ground to gain here, and I hope that Democrats see that tonight, at least these Democrats who are part of this congressional working committee, see that they are very close to, I guess, losing everything for their party if they don't come to the table and present the president with a reasonable bill that, most importantly, includes real border security, which is a wall.
So Beto O'Rourke, hosting or leading a dueling rally of sorts down in the same location as the president. What's Beto's message going to be tonight?
Well, Beto's message is all about Beto, just like it was when he was running for Senate and lost, and just like it will be again tonight. There's not much he can say when he's running, when he's having this dueling rally in El Paso, which is an area where walls work, and he's coming across a, well, a close loss, a loss. So the people of Texas didn't think that he was the right choice for them. And so this is more about him potentially launching his political candidacy or his presidential candidacy. I just really don't see how there's any other way to look at it than Beto looking out for Beto once again.
Yeah, certainly. So let's talk for a second about the hats, all of the hats that are getting thrown into the ring to challenge President Trump in 2020. When I look at these characters, first of all, they're isn't much, you know, you talk about how you and I and a lot of our listeners are following the news cycle very closely, but outside of the people who are generally, you know, invested in this on a day-to-day basis, there's not a lot of name recognition behind an Amy Klobuchar or even probably a Senator Warren or a Cory Booker. People don't know who these individuals are yet. And so when I look at them and I look at the array of people saying they want to unseat Donald Trump, everything is opposite Trump. Trump is a capitalist success. They want socialism. Trump wants immigration reform. They want to abolish the people who actually enforce what laws that we have in the first place. We want to repeal the Affordable Care Act. They want to give health care to everybody. Is Donald Trump the biggest definer of what it means to be a Democrat right now?
Oh, my gosh, you're absolutely right. And that's scary for the Democrat Party, and people need to see that. You may not know their names. You may not know where they're from. You may not know many of their positions, but you know, you said it so crystal clear that they are opposed to anything that Donald Trump is in favor of. And what does that mean for you in your life? It comes back to the old adage, are you better off now than you were at this point 2 years ago? And by that point, it'll be 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer is yes, then your vote has to be for Donald Trump, because these people are just for the opposite of it. But what's interesting is if you don't pay attention, I mean, there's too many of them to memorize all their names, dates, and
sure,
you know, particulars. But what we do know they all have in common is that they are all trying to outrun each other to the left. If you heard about Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal last week, which even Nancy Pelosi called the Green
Dream.
Yeah,
that's what we call it now, too.
Yeah,
we've signed on.
I love when Nancy Pelosi gives us these little gems that we can run with. But but they call it the Green New Deal, and all of the main contenders, the people you might have heard of, they're all in favor of it. And it's important that we say, why? What does that mean? Because this isn't just about a cleaner climate or a cleaner environment. In fact, those who know something about this says it actually wouldn't really do anything on the climate or on our environment. This is about the socialist dream list. This is like when you're a little kid and you go talk to Santa Claus and you ask for every single toy you can imagine. This is that. And your parents are like, okay, wrap it up. None of this is happening.
Yeah, you know? You're getting underwear.
And, you're getting things you need.
Yes.
But that's really what this is. And they are trying to, even then, Ocasio-Cortez took it off her website because she was getting so much backlash. And she said, oh, come on, I wasn't serious. This is just, you know,
that's the problem.
A principled idea. Right. If she even thinks it's a joke.
Yeah.
But she says she's changing her tune. And yet these Democrat 2020 contenders have not yet done that, because the little dirty secret of all of this is that they are all for this. There is not one person in the race in the Democrat Party right now who is running as a moderate or even as a traditional Democrat. They are all running, even in some cases, to the left of Bernie Sanders. This
mm-hmm.
is the Democrat Party, and if you pay attention to one thing, pay attention to those positions and how far left they are.
Cassie, I've got like a minute left here. This week, does it end with a government shutdown, a national emergency, or a deal?
I'm not a gambling gal, so but I do think that there isn't a real appetite for a shutdown. It's going to look awfully foolish if Nancy Pelosi shuts down the government based on some numbers of beds, even if, as you and I talked about, that's really about a larger abolitionist movement. So I am optimistic at this moment, but I think we'll know a lot more after tonight's rally and how that's received by the American people, and hopefully Congress heeds the call and
yeah.
gets something done.
Cassie Smalley, National Press Secretary for the RNC. Always a pleasure to speak with you. Can't wait to hear what the president says tonight.
I agree. Thanks, Annie.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon. Go follow Cassie on Twitter at CM Smedley, and tell her thanks for coming on the show.